Well, good morning and welcome to our Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every single Monday, we come together to get our business off on the right foot, to be thinking about our Shackley business. And in this case, we are rolling into the end of January 2018. Can't believe I'm saying that, but we are. And we're looking forward to February of 2018. And just a quick reminder about this end of month. For those of you who are really looking to earn the Shackley trips, we've got the trip to Greece and we've got the trip, the Caribbean cruise, which I know everybody's very excited about both of those. But if you're looking to earn the points, you need to do your additional PGV Plus this month. And you have until, actually, if you're a business leader, you have 2 days after the month ends. So that means you would have until midnight on the 2nd of February. For those of you who are distributors, you can always talk to your upline business leader and see if you can help get that little extension if you need it. But really the goal is to close out the month on midnight the 31st, which is this Wednesday. And so when you think about it, make sure you go into your back office, go to the My Business tab, scroll down to the section that has that little thermometer-type bar that shows you where you're at in terms of points for the dream trip for last year. Click on the button below it that says All Trackers and Incentives. Once you get to that page, go to the Dream Trip, open that up, and then go to the PGV Plus. Go over to the right-hand side and click the little plus button to open that up. And it will show you what last year's PGV Plus was, but they've already calculated your new PGV Plus and what you need to hit in order to get the numbers that you need. And you need 250 PGV more than that number for the month of January in order to get the extra 10 points for January. You don't want to end this month without getting those points, folks. So this call really is not a call about the trips, but I just wanted to make sure that no one misses out on that, especially since it's a very special limited time offer for January, February, and March. And you know something, I'm just going to make this one last comment. There's a lot of folks on the team that I've been getting phone calls from who are 5 points behind, or they're missing 5 points for earning the trip for the 2018 trip. Going to Cabo. And you know something, it is so discouraging when people are like, well, where do I get those extra 5 points? And obviously now it's January and we can't go backwards into December to get those extra 5 points. But to miss a trip by 5 points would be so discouraging. So get these extra 10 points these 3 months. That would be a 30-point buffer for everybody on this call. And just make sure you do that. So that was my little plug for the trip and for this end of month. And, of course, the second piece to this end of month is make sure that you hit your numbers. Run to the finish line. Do not stop. Everybody can still increase volume. We've got people who are doing 2,000 PGV a day right now. People who have larger organizations, we've got people doing 6,000 and 7,000 in organizational volume a day right now to finish out their month to hit the numbers they want to hit. So just decide what that number is for yourself. Hopefully you've already got that decided and you're already running towards the goal, and just make sure you hit it. So this weekend, I was in Canada working with my Canadian team, and one of the topics of conversation that we really spent a lot of time on was sponsoring. Now, I know we've talked a lot about sponsoring over the years here on this call, but I want to just go back and let's hit this again because sponsoring is so, so important. I know everybody here knows what the sponsoring numbers are because we talk about them a lot. If you bring in 5 new people a month, you're just maintaining. If you bring in 10 or more a month, you're going to be growing, and we're just going to look at those two numbers. Because, yes, there's markers for 15 and 20. Those are really the explosive growth numbers. But really what we want to do is we need a strategy around how to bring in 10 new people a month. And I've been talking a lot about that here lately to some of the leaders who really want to grow, and they're looking at getting that trip to Greece, and they're saying, okay, how do I make that happen? When you bring in 10 new people a month, you can't help but grow, okay? So you really, the 10 is that marker. When you have 10 new people a month, you'll have plenty of new customers and you'll have plenty of new business partners. Even if you bring in 10 customers in a month, somewhere through those customers, you will find a business partner. And so that number is just absolutely critical. So let's talk here today about some of the strategies around how do we bring in 10 new people a month. If you were tasked with that job, if I said, okay, in order to stay in Shackley, if you want to keep your Shackley business, you have to come up with a strategy for 10 new people a month, what would you do? What would a strategy be? Let's really dive in and talk about that so that when each and every one of you ends this call today and you hang up, you have a strategy for how you're going to bring in 10 new people a month. So who would like to start that conversation? Who has some ideas about what it's going to take for them? And if you could just talk personally, what is it going to take for you to bring in 10 new people a month? What do you have to do?
I would say a lot of conversations.
Okay. So talk a little bit more of that. So a lot of conversations about?
I mean, obviously you would talk to them specifically of, you know, what is it that they want, you know, not what's in it for me, but what is it that they want? And then when you find that out, then you can kind of direct them to, you know, different areas that we have that would be a solution for them.
Okay. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So we've got to talk to lots of people. So, and I'm going to just stick with you right now since you answered the question, if that's okay with you. Where are you going to find those people? And how many people do you have to talk to get those people to convert into members? So, yes, talk to lots of people, but how many do we need to talk to?
I don't know the specific amount, but I just know, like, every day, you know, for me, I make it a goal to talk to at least two new people. And when I'm going to the grocery store or I'm running, I usually run into people that have, you know, they are walking their dog, and I, you know, start up a conversation with them. You have such a cute little dog, you know, can I pet him? And then, you know, have a conversation there. Or do you live in this area? A lot of times I find it in, like, my niche groups, which would be running, which would be business owner group that I'm a part of in Tampa, podcasting group that we're a part of, you know, so different groups that we're a part of. There's constantly new people coming in and out, so I usually find different people through that. And I just listen, really, and have conversations.
So, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So I heard you say really two things, and maybe there's three in there because you said you had some sort of fishing holes is essentially what you said. So, like, the markets that you're in are fishing holes, and we want to have at least five places every month that we're able to draw people from. So going out and just talking to people, absolutely, that is one strategy, and we all need to have that strategy, I think, on our board or on our list, that when you're going out, just be intentional, talking to people. When you see somebody with a small dog, commenting about the dog. You see people with kids, comment about the kids. You see somebody who's older, find something to comment about. You know, you want to get into conversations with people. If you get into a conversation with somebody and it's not going in a shackly direction, that's okay. It doesn't matter, right? You just have to you have to figure it out as you're in the conversation, because we can't really discover things. You know, sometimes you look at somebody and you think, oh, that's a perfect person for Shackley, and you start getting into the conversation and you realize, well, wait a second, they're not interested at all, and you have to sort of change plan of action. So get out there, talk to people, listen. So that's one strategy. And then we have to have fishing holes. So what groups of people are you in front of regularly? And Stacey, I think that was Stacey who was talking before. Was that Stacey who was talking?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure that was your voice. So Stacey, you said that you meet people through the running groups and through business groups, and so that sounds like two different fishing holes for you, and it sounds like that's a place that you find new people, and that's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic, and we all need to have those fishing holes. And just a comment, we've got a lot of background noise, and so this call is not, we don't mute all of our callers on this call, so if you're making a protein shake or shuffling papers or whatever, if you can just mute your personal phone, if I mute you, then it's harder for me to unmute you as we continue this conversation, so we want to make sure that you're able to mute and unmute on your own so you can participate if you choose to. Okay, so everybody needs to have a certain number of fishing holes. Is there anybody here who's struggling with maybe finding your fishing holes? Is there anybody here who says, gosh, I don't have any fishing holes? Okay, I'm going to take that as everybody has fishing holes. Great. So we want to make sure we are in those fishing holes talking to people about Shackley. And one of the things that I heard Stacey say was that there was constantly new people coming into her fishing holes. And that's a critical piece, because let's just say, for example, that you're in a Bible study or you're in a book club or you're in maybe a yoga class. And in each one of those settings, it's the same people that you see week after week after week, or month after month, or however often you're taking these classes or these getting these groups together. There's a certain point or a threshold when you've talked to all those people about what you have to offer. You know, if you're doing what we say we're supposed to do, which is talk, ask questions, listen, we've probably, after a certain amount of months or a certain number of weeks, we've talked to all of these people about Shackley. if there isn't a steady stream of new people coming into those fishing holes, then we have to go out and find some new fishing holes. Now, hopefully that makes sense for you, but it's really, really important to do that because you can't, yes, you know, we all love the groups that we're a part of, and in some cases we want to stay in that Bible study or we want to stay in that yoga class, but there's times when we have to say, okay, well, I'm going to add another class, or I'm going to do something different so that I can add more fishing holes. Now, we have talked about sponsoring before. We've had a number of conversations about it. And so I'm hoping that there's going to be some questions on this call. We're having a little bit of a silent group here, so I'm hoping that you guys have some questions or some comments about fishing holes, about what is your strategy for getting 10 new members a month, because that strategy is critical. And I'm just going to share with you, I've been going through the numbers of everybody in the organization, and we have a handful of folks, a really solid handful of folks, who are consistently sponsoring over 10 a month. Those people are having the growth that they talk about having. And I know everybody here wants to have growth in your business. I know we all that. That's why we're here. That's why we come together. That's why we're talking about our business. So how do we get a strategy in place to bring in those 10 new people each and every month so that we can have the growth that we want? So I'm going to be silent here for a second. Who would like to add some comments to this or maybe some questions or concerns?
Hey, Jennifer, it's Claire.
Hey, Claire, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
My question is, say I'm, you know, hitting it, I'm being organized, I'm setting, you know, an intention. I have 10 people that I start out in the morning that I'm going to try to reach out to. And say I have a couple of ongoing active conversations where I've listened to someone, they've expressed a desire, a need, whether it's financial or, you know, health issue, which to me, I feel like mm-hmm. I hit that one. How, you know, what I struggle with and I need to stay focused on is how to create those conversational moments that then really transition into an active, successful, say, new member or new business person. You've seen me, you've seen, it's like that I think is a very difficult thing for me, but if I stay mm-hmm. focused on it, it works. I just feel like I need to have that repeated and repeated.
Right, and I think it's a skill set that we all have to learn, Claire. You know, you've done a fabulous job bringing lots and lots of people to the table, and I think that's the first step, right? Like, that's the first skill that we have to learn is how do we get people to come and listen? How do we get people to at least open up their ears and hear? When we have somebody who is truly interested in what we have to offer, we go through the sales cycle. You know, you present the information, so we do our health and wealth presentation. We handle objections along the way, but then we have to close the sale. And I think the closing of the sale, even just the words close the sale for a lot of people brings up a lot of anxiety. But if we don't ask for the sale, we are not going to have people convert. You can get in front of hundreds and thousands of people and you know, share all about Shapley. Shapley's an amazing company and look at these amazing products. But until we actually ask for the sale, a lot of people will just nod and they'll listen. They might go home and they might go online and do some research about Shapley. Who knows? They might even sign up online, but not with you because we didn't close the loop. We didn't actually ask them for the sale. We didn't say, hey, we can be your provider. We can be your distributor of these products. And so sometimes we just have to identify where in the sales cycle we're challenged. And so, Claire, since you brought the topic up, if you have more questions around that, I'm going to throw, you know, volley back to you and just see, is there something that you that I just said here that resonated for you that might be sort of that tripping point, or are we talking about even before we get them into that conversation about the sale?
No, I'll stick with where we're going. Just it may help others, or it'll just at least help me finish this with you, which has been great. But I think for me it's really being definitive of the next step to close the sale. So, wow, it sounds like you have this issue. I've, you know, a lot of people do. I have, and I feel when I do X, this really helps. And I use Shapley. And then if they're like, yeah, or I'll say, I have something. Are you open for me sharing it with you? Yes. So I think what I need to do is get very concrete about, you know, how about 10 o'clock tomorrow? We'll talk on the phone, or we have this great opportunity. You know, it's good through 2 days, so how about we get hustling on it because it'll be a great time to get involved. I think that's where, or I, like you just said, you know, hey, I can be, we can be your distributor for these great products. What we need to do is set up an account and get you going. You know, I have to get to that point.
Well, and sometimes it is making sure that you really identified the need enough. So if you're talking to me and I say I've got joint pain, and you say, oh, well, I used to have joint pain also, and let me share with you what I'm doing, you probably didn't get enough information from me to know whether or not I am going to be really ready to buy. So if you stay a little bit longer on the joint pain and you say, okay, you know, what kind of joint pain do you have? And what are you doing to help your joint pain? And how often do you have it? And, you know, are you looking for a natural solution? You know, that's always a great question to lead into Shackley is, are you looking for a natural solution? And when the person has said, oh, my gosh, you know, I've got joint pain every day. It's really driving me crazy. I can't work out like I'd like to. I can't climb the stairs. You say, what are you doing? Well, gosh, I'm using Tylenol every day or Aleve or whatever the product is that they're using for pain. Maybe they're even using a glucosamine product. I don't know. You know, whatever the person says to you, you say, well, have you ever looked at Shackley or are you open to a natural alternative? And if the person says, gosh, yeah, I'd love a natural alternative, fabulous. Let me share with you what Shackley has to offer. And one of the pieces, Claire, that I'd share with you and everybody who's on this call, obviously, is that in the moment when you have the person in front of you, sometimes we feel like we've got to continue developing a relationship before we can close the sale. And I really think we miss something major there when that person's right in front of us. If we don't close the sale in the moment and get them started on the product, it's a challenge in a lot of cases, and everybody here can, you know, chime in on this, but it's a challenge a lot of times to get that person back on the phone or to get that appointment scheduled. Like you were saying, Claire, well, gosh, you know, let's talk tomorrow at 10 or whatever, or let's get back together. A lot of times that appointment gets pushed off and pushed off and pushed off. Now, I'll give you a great example. I have a woman who has been wanting to talk to me about the Shackley business since she was my dog walker, and my dog has been passed away since 2013. So think about that. This is 5 years now. And she, every time we try to get together, and I try on a regular basis, it's, you know, the baby gets sick. Her dog needs to go to the vet. Her husband called her into work. Yeah, there's always an excuse. And so if I had just sat her down in that moment when we, you know, at the end of one of the dog walking sessions and just signed her up, she'd be in the system. And once somebody's in the system, it's a lot easier to get them to go to the next step because they're calling you back to reorder product or they've got questions about the product or something. So we have to get them into the system. And I share that story about this lady, Casey, with you because we all do it. So there's lots of times when I come home and I'm like, oh, gosh darn it, I should have really just signed that person up in the moment. So we just have to be more intentional in the moment with somebody. Can we sign this person up? Are we at the place in the conversation and in the process to sign them up? But we have to ask for that sale. And Claire, you'll be able to ask for the sale easier, I think, if you've asked enough questions. So kind of like that little conversation I just had about the joint pain, making sure that we've asked enough questions to the point that we know that person's open to natural solutions and they want something. Does that make sense, or do you have another question around that perhaps?
No, that was great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what are some other thoughts around that? Any piece that we've just shared here? Because I know we have a lot of folks on the call here who have struggled in the past with closing that sale in the moment or even just closing the sale. Is there anything anybody would like to add to that conversation?
Jennifer, I have a quick question. This is Heather in Minnesota. Hi, everybody. In that moment that you just described, how, I mean, other than just, if you were to close the sale, do you, well, obviously you don't, so how do you get someone's credit card in the middle of a conversation about they're just sharing about their joint pain and you have a solution and they're genuinely interested? And I agree with you, the minute you walk away from the conversation, it's impossible to resume that conversation, and both parties are always well-intended, but good grief, even when someone approaches me that knows I sell Shackley and they want to buy a product, I'm finding people, and I don't take it personally. I understand everyone's very concerned with security and financial security, and of course everybody gets hacked and whatnot, but do you just get a credit card number from them right in that moment? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, there's a couple of different ways you can do that. If you have your phone and you have the phone app, you can sponsor people on your phone app. And so that's a really easy way to just hand the phone over to them and let them put their own personal information in there. you know, that isn't you gathering it. It's not you putting on a little slip of paper that you could lose or drop or something, because I think it's about the professionalism of how you gather that. I even carry order forms with me. In my purse right now, I have Canadian order forms because I was just up in Canada. But even if I was here in the States, if I ran into somebody this morning that needed to place an order, I would have just pulled that out, and there's a place on there for their credit card information. And it just seems more professional than writing it down on a slip of paper. So you can gather the information on one of the order forms. You can gather the information by having them put it into your phone app. Obviously, if you have your computer with you, you know, if you're doing an appointment, you've got your iPad or your computer with you, and if you're in a coffee shop or something, most of those places have Wi-Fi, you just say, you know, why don't we go ahead and get your order placed now so we can get that product in your hands as quickly as possible. I'll go ahead and enter as much of the information as I need to, and then you can put your credit card in. So if you're uncomfortable gathering somebody's credit card information, hopefully that would make it easier. So what are some thoughts around that, Heather? Does that process sound like it would work for you, or are we talking about a different situation?
No, that makes great sense. My struggle isn't necessarily my desire to close the sale. I'm certainly not afraid to ask for payment, but I am finding people want to get online and they want to research and they want to do it themselves. And, you know, I do have the app. I think that I'm presenting myself in a professional manner. And it's not a matter of, you know, and perhaps it's just hesitation. You know, people, are interested, but people are definitely less inclined to be committed on the spot, at least. And, you know, I'm determined to, you know, get over that hump. And I'm just curious. I'm like, how do people do that? But I appreciate the affirmation. If that's where, I mean, obviously it's working for people, and it's just me, and I have to continue to just, I'm sure there's some kind of energy I'm putting off in the moment where people are, I don't know, perhaps that's the case, but I do try to be professional, and especially if it's somebody I don't know if I'll see them again, or if I don't know that I'm going to see them anytime soon. It's a second or third degree relationship, you know, then I'm absolutely whipping out the order form, you know, or online showing a product or whatnot, you know, but there's definitely that quick, like, whoa, well, I wasn't going to sign up this very second. So.
Make a suggestion, Heather, and this may or may not be the case, but I find that when people have, hang on just a second, I'm having a lot of background, but it took care of itself. When you're having a consistent challenge with people, so what it sounds like is you're saying that you have a consistent challenge with people not wanting to buy on the spot. So my suggestion is that may be something that you're saying, and so just be careful that we're not always telling people, I can get you more information. If you're not ready to buy now, let me get you more information. Or what further information do you need? Because sometimes we're planting a seed that indicates that they need more information before they can make a decision. And I've learned just over the years of talking to people that the sooner I can get a product in their hand and start getting them some results, that's really where they're going to make a more committed decision to Shaklee. Right now, it's a free membership. It should be a piece of cake to get people signed up as a member, because all their, you know, whatever order they place, they're getting the free membership, and they're saving 15% off of the retail price. So we've got a couple of days left with that, and I just would encourage everybody to make sure you're utilizing that. Everybody this month should have 10 new members minimum because of that. And you wouldn't even believe the numbers of some of the folks on the team. We've got people up in the 50s and 60s of new members because of that free membership option and free distributor option this month. But just sort of look at how you're presenting information. And if you're constantly trying to over-educate, and I don't mean that in a bad way, because I think Shaklee people, and I'm going to say probably all of us on this call, we want people to know everything about Shaklee, why we're so awesome, every little detail. And so sometimes we tend to talk about Shaklee as if we need to over-educate them before they can make a decision. And so that may or may not be happening there for you, Heather, but I think all of us could sort of step back and ask ourselves that same question. Am I saying something in the process that's making this person think that they should go home and think about it more before they actually make a decision? So just an idea, just a thought.
Nope, that's excellent. I'm sure subconsciously I definitely want people to be as healthy as I am, and so I do think I tend to over-educate. You know, I don't necessarily say the words, is there more information I can get you? But I probably make it more about an informational conversation. And so perhaps they're not seeing it going into a sales closing scenario. So I certainly can work on that. If anybody has any other suggestions, I would love to hear how they close situations like that too. But thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. Would anybody like to add how they close the sale? I know we've got a lot of skilled leaders on this call, so would anybody else like to share how you close the sale? I'll take that as a no. So if you have any ideas for Heather, please feel free to jump in here, but we're just going to keep moving along here. So would anybody else like to talk about a strategy for sponsoring 10 new people a month? You know, we've talked about making sure that you have about 5 different places that you're pulling names from, that we go out and we have conversation, we talk to people, we listen, we identify their needs. That is absolutely one of the things that we should all be doing. We talked about having fishing holes, places that you are, groups that you're a part of, or places that you go where you constantly meet people, and just making sure that you're always meeting new people. You know, for example, if you're in a running club and everybody in that running club is the same group of people and you never have any new people join, well, then you're probably not going to be able to use that as a fishing hole for very long. Once you talk to everybody, you know, you sort of talk to everybody, and so then it's time to go to a new running club or find a new running partner so that you're constantly putting yourself in places where you're meeting new people. If you're a part of a networking group, is that networking group bringing you referrals? You know, once you've talked to everybody in the group and everybody in the group is using Shackley or aware of Shackley, the goal is for them to go out and find you referrals, to give you names of people who would be interested in your products. If that's not happening, it might be time to go to a new networking group. So we have to consciously always be aware of where are we meeting those new people, where are those new people coming into our organization, because sponsoring 10 new people a month is the marker. If you're not sponsoring 10 new people a month, you may not be as excited about your Shackley business as you will be when you bring in 10 new people. 10 new people are going to infuse your business with excitement, with vitality. Lots of people will be asking questions. People will be wanting to know more and more about Shackley. People will be wanting to host events and share Shackley with other people. That's that tipping point for most folks, is when you're constantly bringing in 10 new people a month. Not only do you have the volume growth, but you have the excitement grow in your organization, which leads you to the momentum that I know so many of you want to have. So I know we've talked about sponsoring before. I need to hit it again. I've actually been talking with the home office a lot about sponsoring. I've been talking with the team a lot about sponsoring. Make sure you have a strategy. Take 5 minutes once we get off this call here and write your strategy down. What are you going to do to get your 10 new people this month? If you don't get 10 new people from what you do, what are you going to tweak and change? And so maybe, you know, we're at the end of January here. If you said to yourself at the beginning of January, I'm going to bring in 10 new people, and you said you were going to do it by talking to folks, did you bring in 10? Go look at your numbers. If you didn't bring in 10, what do you need to tweak so that in the month of February you absolutely hit it? And then last but certainly not least, make sure you get those 10 sponsoring points from Shackley. 250 PGV over your PGV plus amount that Shackley has already set up in your back office. You can go see it in your back office. Remember, you just go to My Business. You want to find those trackers for the incentives and the trips. You want to go to the Dream Trip and then open up the PGV Plus column. It tells you in there the number you need. You need 250 more, not 2,500, but 250 PGV more than that number to get those 10 points. Everybody should be able to get those extra 10 points, absolutely everybody. So let's make sure that happens. Let's round out this month with a bang and dive into February even more excited. So have a fabulous week, everybody. We'll be on the call same time, same place next week. Thank you all. Bye.